But last segment, we were talking about Mark Cuban and his reaction to Donald Trump the last couple of weeks. And Donald Trump, of course, has been the newsmaker of the week at the Republican National Convention. His big acceptance speech last night, which went an hour and 15 minutes. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. It's great to be on the number one sports show in the entire nation, okay? That's an accomplishment, and I only agree to go on the best of all sports shows.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you on being the Republican nominee. That's pretty big.
Thank you for knowing that. Last night, my speech, it was a fantastic speech. Ask anyone, they will tell you. It was the best speech since probably Jefferson's Gettysburg Address. Okay? It was an unbelievable speech, and everyone enjoyed it and thought it was fantastic and excellent. It was the most luxurious of all speeches.
Yeah, unbelievable is a good way to describe it.
Yes, and I want to mention right now, people think that I'm only focused on myself. Where do they get that? I'm only focused on myself. I don't know. But listen to me. I thought Ivanka looked so good up there. Did you see her speech?
Yes, your daughter. She was great.
She really delivered tremendously, okay? I thought she was fantastic. I inserted a few things in her speech that I thought were important. When I first saw her walk out there, you know, it was hard. It was hard, you know? I mean, you got your daughter going out there on a national stage.
Yeah, but you're worried about her, yeah.
But I really got behind her. You know, I wanted her to nail it so bad, and she did, okay? I think she is so hot right now because people see what a beautiful person she is and how smart she is.
Yeah, yeah.
Very Tobias
well
here. Yes, she was outstanding. I'm sure you're very proud of her.
Which one is this?
This is Craig.
Okay, Craig. Thank you for knowing that, too. Yes, she did a wonderful job. Fantastic. She is helping me make America great again, you know. I'm tired of all these, Hillary is in bed with Wall Street. We know that.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Ivanka's in bed with me to make America great again.
Oh, gosh.
Man. The innuendo here is just, it's staggering.
Hey, have you even
noticed that one? I'm Craig again. You're still Craig. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, have you even noticed the insults that you've been getting from Mavericks owner Mark Cuban here in Dallas?
Look, okay, Mark Cuban is just upset because he has failed so bad at life. He has never accomplished anything. He has not done one thing that has been successful, okay? He's still embarrassed about the Sean Bradley deal. That's what this is all about.
Really?
I think he's gotten over that.
Okay, Cuban says that I declared bankruptcy. Okay, that is totally, totally untrue. I filed for bankruptcy.
Okay.
All right? And I have some advice for Mark, okay?
All right.
You listening to me?
Yeah.
Which one are you? You're the weak one, right?
Weak one? I don't know
yes,
about that.
Right. Okay, listen to me. Mark, when you go through customs at the airport and they ask you if you have anything to declare, okay, you should have the guts to declare the extensive facial work that you've clearly had. Okay.
You don't know that.
I said, declare yourself a total failure. Why don't you do that? Why don't you be honest with customs for once? Okay. You can't really declare a playoff series win in the last 5 years. So,
that's
maybe
true.
Declare the failure thing instead. And I want to make a new promise.
Okay.
If I may, I want to build two walls. Okay. One on the border down on Mexico,
right?
And one around Mark Cuban's house, okay? We need to keep the Cubans out of America, too, at this point. Because it's a fact. I know for a fact that we have one too many Cubans in America, right?
Two walls.
And you're going to win, right? You're going to win
which
big.
Which one is this one? Once again, it's
George again. What does it matter?
You have such a weak voice, it barely comes through.
Oh, sorry. That may be
very
true.
Very weak, very effeminate, very non-assertive.
Effeminate?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Look, everyone loved my speech, and quite frankly, you couldn't deliver a speech with near as much fantastic. It's very obvious to your listeners you have diarrhea. You have the worst show in America.
You said we have the best.
Worst show in America. Okay? okay? Your show is a total disaster. Total disaster.
Well, that may be true.
Well, it is true, and if you ask anyone, quite frankly, if you ask anyone, they'll tell you that. You know, I could turn right now and ask, Ivanka, as soon as she wakes up. She's not awake right now.
Okay, that's just weird. Well, congratulations to you on your party's nomination, and we look forward to the next few months.
Thank you, Junior. Please dump Jub Jub. If you're smart, you'll know that.
Oh, jeez. All right. Good luck in winning.
He just does not like you.
No, he doesn't. We don't get along.